We're on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. First Mishnah. Anodr min hatmorim. Mutter bitvash tmorim. He made a neder not to eat dates, so that only includes the dates, doesn't include the honey. Misitvonios, if you made a neder not to eat sour grapes. So mutter bechomet sitvonios. They extract chomets, vinegar from sour grapes. You're allowed to eat the vinegar, because the grapes are not the vinegar. Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira Omer calls Hashem told also kruya olav v'nodar heimenu asr b'yotzei menu. The Chachon Matirim. Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira argues. He says no. Anything that the name of the thing is on the extract, so the extract does also asr. So Dvash Tmorim has a name Tmorim in it. So that's included in Tmorim. The same thing of Chometz Sitvonios. And the Chachomim are Mater, Lechor the Chachomim are the same thing as the Tanakama, so the Gemara is going to discuss what's the difference between the last Chachomim and the Tanakama. Rashi. Min ha-sitvonios, haynu anovim kashim, sheminichem bekerem kol yimei hastav, ba'osimem chomots. Chomets. They're like we said, like sour grapes. They're grapes that stay in the kerem all through the winter. They're hard. They're not really that edible, we'll see. And they use them for vinegar. Kol sheshem toldoso kruyalov kigon chometz zeh sheyotzei menu korinomi al shem imo chometz sitvoniot v'lo chometz stam. The same thing with dvash tmorim. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra holds it that the dvash and the chometz is also aser. Nor menu aser kiyotzei bo v'hochi nami ki nor misitvonios aser nami v'chometz hayotzei menu v'chachom matirim. The kaparek bigmara hainu tanakama. Diktani mutter bechomet sitvonios. The chachomim are saying the same thing that the tanakama said. What's the difference between them? Gemara. Chachomim hainu tanakama. Ika binayu hado. The difference between them is the following. Titania. Klal ze omer of Shim ben Elazar. Kol shadar kolecho. V'derech hayotzi ben alecho. Kigon tmorim udvash tmorim. Right? Rav Shim ben Elazar said the following rule. It's a little bit different than the Mishnah. Anything that's edible, and the thing that is extracted from it is edible. Another bow. So here, there's two different girsas. The girsa we have is aser biyotzei menu, right? Not only is the thing aser, but that which is extracted, and then it would be like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. The gra has a girsa mutter biyotzei menu, and that would be like the Tanakam. Okay, so Shaila, what exactly Rav Shimon Elazar said? He's saying like the Tanakam, or he's saying like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. And then he says anything that's edible and the extract is edible, when you assered according to the gears that we have, both the thing and the extract. And that would be like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Well, we'll see. That would be similar to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra at least. Nodar miyotzi menu, if you made the nether on the extract, dvash tmorim, osur bo. What's it called? Aser bo. So the same thing is, they're considered synonymous with each other. Right? And according to the gears of the gra is mutter bo. Kol she'ein darko lecho. But if something you don't eat, like the grapes, sitvonios, are not edible. Right? The derech hayotz v'men lecho, but the thing that comes from it is edible, like the vinegar. The noder bo ain osur ela biyotzei menu. Then you surely didn't have in mind that you're not going to eat the grapes because people don't eat the grapes anyway. So it's as far as to say that you didn't mean the grapes. You meant the product, the extract, only the vinegar. Shalonis gavenzel liyotzei menu. So the Tanakama, we'll see, goes to the Rashi. Noder bo bitmorim. Osur biyotzei menu bitvash tmorim. Kol shein darko lecho, kugon sitvonios, the derech hayotzi menu lecho, the hein atzman ein darken lecho, tanakama de masnis in the omer mutter bechomet sitvonios, less later of Shimon Elazar. The tanakama doesn't hold as of Shimon Elazar. El gesover noder bo ein oser el bo. He holds that even though the sitvonios are not normally edible, but you meant not to eat them. Well, since you said sitvonios, you meant them. And it's an issue to eat them, even though normally they're not eaten. Afagav shein darko lecho. The Chachomim Tana Basra is lehu the Reb Shimon Elazar, and the Chachomim in the end hold like Reb Shimon Elazar, and they hold that if you made a neder on something that's not edible, basically, then the only the extract is aser. Udiktoni Chachom Matirim bo begufal. They mean that you're allowed to eat the sitvanios because you didn't mean them because they're not normally edible. You meant the extract. Avo biyotzim enolo. Dein aser ela biyotzim enolo. So that's the difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. The Omer Lonis Gavinze, Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira ashers both of them. So there's three shitas. The Tanakama holds you're only osir in the Sitvonios, but not in the Chomets. Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira says you're osir in both of them. And the Chachamim Basra say you're only osir in the Chomets and not in the Sitvonios. Okay. Next mission. Another min hayayin mutar b'yayin tapuchin. If you said you're not going to drink wine, you mean grape wine. But apple wine, you can drink. Min hashemen mutar apple cider. Min hashemen mutar b'shemen, either shumshamim or sumsamim, there's two different ways of sesame, sounds like it's more sumsamim. But in any case, but I think it's usually said shumshamim. What? So shumshamim? Yeah. So if you made a nether not to eat oil, so oil means olive oil, we'll see where, but not sesame oil. Okay. Min advash mutar b'dvash tmarim. You said dvash means bee honey. That's what people normally call dvash, even though in the Torah honey means date honey, but in the Lashon B'nei Adam honey means bee honey. So mutar b'dvash tmarim. Min haChometz mutar b'chometz sitvanios. If you said chometz is usually what's it called, wine that is that goes bad, right, that you keep to make chometz, not chometz that comes from sour grapes. Min haKrishim mutar b'kaflutos. If you made a neder not to eat krishim, kaflutos or mutar, we'll see one second what they are. Min haYerek mutar b'yorakos asode. If you said not vegetables, so there's two kinds of that. There's wild vegetables and garden vegetables. When a person says vegetables, he usually means the garden variety, because the wild ones are not called vegetables, they're called wild vegetables, soda vegetables. So they're not called vegetables now. Shehu shem levoi, because yurakos soda are never called yurakos by themselves, they're always called yurakos soda. They always have the adjective added to them. Rashi. Min hashemen mashma shemen zayis lochi mutar b'shemen shumshemin krishin kitnius. Krishim are a certain kind of kitnius, they're some kind of grain. Mutar b'yurakos asoda dahinu shem levoi yerek asoda velo yerek stam. They're never called stam yurakos, they're called always yerek asoda. Okay, tanya hanoder min hashemen beretz yisrael mutar b'shemen shumshemin v'osu b'shemen zayis bovel osu b'shemen shumshemin mutar b'shemen zayis. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael they use only olive oil. So when a person said oil, he meant olive oil. He didn't mean sesame oil. But in Bavel, just the opposite. There they used bedavka sesame oil. So he didn't mean olive oil. Okay. Makom shemistapkim mizeh umizeh asher bezeh ubezeh. A place where they use both oils. Right, person could say oil, he could mean olive oil, he could mean sesame oil, he could mean what's it called, any vegetable oil. If that's what the norm is to use and to call oil, then you're also in all of them. Pshita, right, so that's what oil is equally common for this one and the other one. So what's the chiddush? Lotzricha de ruba minchad mistapkin. Most people use olive oil, but some people use also sesame oil, or the opposite. Mal de sema ezel basa ruba kamashmal. You don't go after the rove, since it is something that is normally used. Even though there are a majority that use this and a minority that use this, it's awesome. But if nobody would use that, right, or a insignificant minority, and the vast majority uses one of the two oils, then if you said oil stam, you mean the one that the vast majority uses. That even though one's a rove and one's a miyud, since it's a sotik, you go lechumra. Hanoder min hayerek b'shar shnei shavua. The person made a nether not to eat vegetables. So during the regular years of Shemitah, not the Shemitah year. He probably meant he's not going to eat garden vegetables. But Yerokos, wild vegetables, is not included because they're not called vegetables, they're called wild vegetables. Uveshvias, but however, during Shvias, you can't eat the, what's it called, the garden vegetables, because they're basically you have to mafker them for the aniyim. So then when you said vegetables during Shemitah, you probably meant the ones that you're going to be able to get to eat, which is, what's it called, the ones that are growing wild in the field. You did there just the opposite. You probably meant wild vegetables and not garden vegetables. Rashi. Because it's not a commodity that sesame oil in Eretz Yisrael that was readily found. When you said oil in Eretz Yisrael, stam oil means olive oil. But if you're in a place where people use both oils, then you're also in both of them. As long as it's the norm to use that, whether it's the majority or minority, as long as it's not the vast majority, that's included. Also, birakos hagina, goris hamore v'mesech tezu, umutur birakos hasode, sha'aleim somchim b'shvias, shifkiru haginos laniyim, v'emis pantgen ele birakos hasode. Regular people don't eat from the ginos, even though the balabais could also eat from his own gina. But usually the aniyim come and devour it right away. And they're not interested in the wild vegetables because they aren't the same quality. So the aniyim come and get the good quality vegetables during Shemitah, and the balabatim are delegated to go get the wild ones. So during Shemitah the opposite is true. When you said stam vegetables, you probably meant the vegetables that you normally would eat during Shemitah, which is the wild ones, not the garden variety. Yeah, I don't know what who that is. Oh, because it's a shaila whether this is really part of Rashi. It's not part of the Perush. It's just that what's it called? He's just telling you that's like the Dibra Maschil. So this is the gears of my what is going on. I have no idea because it's Rashi just mafarish the thing. There's no different gears over here.
Anodim in a yayin is wild grapes.
Right, he didn't mean grapes.
What about nazir? That's a special case.
Special halacha, right? Right. Adorada. There, the Torah says that we see from there it's a gzera like.
And what about
Torah? What gzera?
What about a nazir from vinegar?
A nazir to eat, drink vinegar? Yeah, a yotzim in a yayin. Anything that comes from it, right?